What's up, everybody? Good morning, sweet world. Sunday, May 22nd. I'm J.E. Skeets, part of the No Dunks crew, part of the Athletic Network, part of the internet. Shout out to the stream team joining me live here on a Sunday morning. What's up? Big sports day. Holy moly. Got an F1 race starting in, what, 5 minutes? Got the French Open. You got WNBA games. I think there's some big soccer games. Tell me in the stream team if there is. All of the sports here happening today. We got a Western Conference Finals game tonight. But I'm here this morning, clocking in once again to weigh in a little bit on last night's Boston Celtics Heat game. Bam Adebayo finally showing up to the conference finals. He was wandering around the convention center. He's like, I know there's a conference finals here somewhere. Is it down that hallway? No? Do I take the escalator? Where is it? Do I keep going past the second bathroom and then maybe I'll find the room? But he's here. He showed up. I think in large part helped that no Robert Williams played in this game. But bam. Finally. I was begging for it. Scored 31 points on 15 to 22 shooting. 10 boards, 6 assists, and he had 4 steals. 4 of the Heat's franchise postseason record, 19 steals. That was a huge, huge talking point from this one. Crazy, crazy stuff there. Sloppy play from the Celtics. Obviously, great defensive intensity from a lot of the wing players on the Heat. Oladipo coming in and just sort of changing the game after Butler leaves, defensively at least. What a weird game. And I watched this one very strangely. A neighbor invited us over to a party sort of last minute. They got a great rooftop, so we had to take advantage of it. So I was like, all right, I'm going to record the game. I'll just avoid all spoilers. And when I get back, I'll fire it up and sort of fly through commercials, which I always like to do. If you can avoid knowing what's happening in the game, man, you know, we're all tired of watching these same commercials over and over again. So bam, 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 you know, skips 30 seconds. So I was watching this a little differently because you're like, I don't know, something about it. Watching a game in only half the time it usually takes, like the, whatever, a 3-hour window, and you can do it in, feels like 90 minutes when you get rid of all the commercials and, you know, video reviews and hell sometimes. Or how many jump balls were in this game? So you could just click once and then suddenly the jump balls happen. But anyway, it was, I thought, entertaining with the Heat up huge and then the Celtics making the comeback. Sure felt like the Beantown boys had this one because they're down by what, 25? That seems to be the number of the playoffs right now. Get down 25. But Butler doesn't return and doesn't play in the second half, so that's their best player gone. You get these like triumphant, you know, Willis Reed-like returns from Marcus Smart, who got injured there with that ugly-looking ankle injury. Ugh. Where he, you know, rolls it, and then Lowry inadvertently falling on top of it makes it, it appears 10 times worse, but he comes back out of the tunnel. And then later on, you had Tatum getting like the stinger there, whatever they were calling that, on that scramble for a loose ball. He stayed down minutes, and then he comes back. The Celtics make it a 1-point game. That place is going nuts, and you're just like, well, yeah, you know, luck of the Irish here. Here they go. They're going to pull this one off. And instead, it was the Heat hitting some timely shots because the Celtics, they never led in this game. They're down, like I said, I guess they were down 26, it even got to. But they had it as a 1-point game, 93-92 with about 2:40 to go. And that was off of a Jaylen Brown 3, if I remember correctly. And then Max Strus, he answered with a 3. Just a big, big 3 off a pin down. I guess post-game Strus was saying in the timeout, Coach Lowry said, we're running a pin down for Max. You know, let's get him open. And, well, he stepped up and hit that. And then, not long after that, we had that weird Bam shot where he, like, nothing was really happening. He bounced off Horford, and he hit this tough jumper, like, at the shot clock buzzer to give Miami a 6-point cushion. I'm pretty sure he got away with a travel there, too. Did they ever show the replay? I can't remember. Looked like Bam did a bunch of little shuffling over there before he shot it. I remember Derek White on the Celtics bench was calling for it. I thought there was some shuffle, but he hit this crazy shot, and the Heat go on to get this victory. So Miami up 2-1. But back to Bam. You know, the monster line, like I said, he was averaging 8 points per game in this series. Complete non-factor. You know, if you guys joined us the other night, you know, I think it was Lee started talking about Bam, and I said, who? Who are you talking about? You know, doing the old, like, who's that guy? He plays? Because he had been really, really non-existent, especially again in game two where they got hammered. And in game three, he, of course, was aggressive. He's bringing the ball up way more. I love that. Attacking Horford off the dribble. Yes, you should be able to do that. You're 24 years old, even though you feel like you're 32. And then he, you know, went to work on Jaylen Brown once in the post, got smart onto him at times, went to work. You know, just great, great game from him. And hit some timely buckets when the Celtics got back in this game. And some beautiful rolls, had a nice dunk down the lane. And I saw Nikias Duncan there on Twitter this morning, you know, breaking it all down. They used Bam as a screener, like in pick and roll action a lot more. In game one, this is from Nikias here. He's a trusted source. This guy does the work when watching these games. In game one, Bam did that. Screener, pick and roll action, 6 times. Not a lot. Game two, 13. Okay. And then in game three, 20 times. And so that was the thing. Even when Smart was on him, they would put him back, Bam, in the action with pick and roll to find the angles and find holes. And it worked. And he was just like, look, was it Haslam? Was it Lowry? Was it Spo? Was it himself? Somebody told him, like, wake the fuck up, man. Let's go. You've done nothing here. I thought you were like an all-NBA center here. And again, I think he was helped out by No Time Lord because he's got his number a little bit and he's such a great defender and he's got the size and athleticism to hang with him. So when the news broke, you know, Woj, I guess, earlier in the day on Saturday saying Robert Williams wasn't playing. I mean, I tweeted. I was like, Bam has to ball out. He has to. Like, there's no excuse now. I'm sorry. You should be able to get yours versus Al or Grant or whatever, you know, Celtics player switched on you. So huge, huge game, of course, for him. Great timing in a, not a pivotal, but a crucial, maybe a crucial game three. So that was fun to see. I like to see Bam play well. What was going on with the Celtics, though? Tatum, 10 points, 3 of 14 shooting, 6 turnovers. PJ Tucker all over him, but the turnovers. Oh, there were two that I can remember off the top of my head where Tatum just, he just threw the ball to Heat players. It was like, you know, you got money on this game here, Jason? What's going on? There was one late in the fourth quarter. He just threw the ball to Caleb Martin. It was weird. And then Jaylen Brown, who, man, had 40. He had like a bad 40-point game, which I didn't know was possible. But he had 7 turnovers. So Tatum, 6. Jaylen Brown, 7. And look, we had talked about this in our preview for the series as the series went on. We talked about it with the Celtics all the time, especially Jaylen Brown. His handle, it can disappear at times. It can be very weak. And I thought the refs were letting a lot of physical play happen. And yeah, we had a bit of a flop fest, of course, in this one. But they were allowing, like, just some defensive, like, bodying on guys. And I think both ways. And I think the Heat were dealing with it a lot better than, obviously, the Celtics were. Because a lot of those steals, and I think Brown talked about after the game, is like, I mean, I'm getting hit. But yeah, man, you got to keep the handle tight. Because Oladipo is just, like, poking, you know, popping it out. You're just dribbling it away from you. And 13 turnovers from your 2-star guys there, where the ball is obviously going through them for a good chunk of it. And a playoff high 24 turnovers, which led to, like, what was it, 33 points from the Heat. That's, you're going to be in a tough spot. It's amazing they almost had this a 1-point game when you think about it with all those turnovers. But Oladipo, I saw Tassi on Twitter last night after I had caught up with the game, you know, scrolling through the tweets, see what people were saying. Tass was pumped. Pumped with Oladipo, starting the second half in Jimmy Butler's place and picking up those steals. A lot of the just like, it's weird. Like, a lot of the steals in the first half felt like just, you know, the pick sixes where you're reading the quarterback's eyes. Oh, they're looking to go there. And then a Heat player would, you know, jump in, deflect it, grab it. But then in the second half, it felt like a lot of them were like, give me it. Just the straight up give me it steal. Because you can't dribble and there's too much pressure and maybe you're like, oh, you think there's going to be a foul called. And instead, there wasn't. I mean, that's a lot of turnovers. Again, that the fact that this was a 1-point game and I'm thinking, watching it going, holy crap, Boston is going to do this, come back from 25-26. Man, you know, lucky break for them. No Jimmy. You know, he would be, you would think, one that would like settle down a run or something like that. Obviously, he can go get you a bucket, but instead... they couldn't pull it off. That Struce three was huge, and then like I said, that Bam jumper. Let's hear from everybody in the comments right now in the stream team. Drop your questions. I know you guys are conversing with each other. WB just dropping a weird comment. Tass is a weird dude. Well, yeah, he is. We're all weird dudes. But why? Because he was tweeting about Oladipo? That's a fascinating take. Let me talk Kyle Lowry, though. You know I got to. It's like I'm watching these games, and I'm like, yeah, he's still a Raptor. That felt like a Raptor win to me last night. Raps are in the series. That's one. So I have it like this, actually. Heat won, Celtics won, Raptors won in this series. Yeah, you didn't know the Raptors were playing. There you go, Justin. This is what I'm looking for. Drop the homer. Homer. But Lowry did play well, and we hadn't seen a lot of him in the playoffs. And when he did play in the Sixer series, even me, noted Kyle Lowry homer, was saying, stop playing him. This is not the Lowry we know. He's actually hurting them. That was back in the Philadelphia series. But he was really classic, solid Lowry in a playoff game, I thought. You know, he chipped in 11 points, 6 assists, and he gives you the great defense. And he's basically just a basketball quarterback. That's all he does. All right, we're gonna feed the hot hand here. Obviously going to push the pace, push in transition. I'll score when needed. So I guess that would be like the equivalent of the quarterback in football. Like, yeah, I'll run. I'll get a 6 yards here. All right, don't worry about it. He just sort of can never with Lowry is the box score going to whoa. I mean, he had 11, 6, and 4, only turned the ball over twice. He was a plus 10, that was great. But 4 of 11, hit 2 threes, he rarely gets to the line, only hit 1 free throw. But just the timely and in control. He's just a coach out there and the big steal late, as people are saying in the stream team. I just love it. Love to see it. I'm sure maybe Celtics fans don't, because that's just now another wrinkle. He can obviously, he can help take out Smart of these games too. And in that switchability, I mean, Lowry's a tank. It's like Smart that way. It's like these guys are smaller in size, but you're not moving them. They're too crafty. You know they're going to flop and get you once or twice. And so that gets in your head about being a bigger guy and backing them up. So it's just like, they're just such a luxury for coaches that your point guard, in both cases, Smart and Lowry, can switch and play 6-10 guys, and you're not going to get hurt by it at all. If anything, you're like playing right into their hands. Like, yeah, go ahead. I thought it was a fun game. Again, I think I was helped out that I could fly through commercials. Makes it a lot more enjoyable.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
People, Diego is saying, that was one of the worst officiated games I've ever watched. It was extremely lopsided towards the Celtics. Okay, fascinating. They did have a lot more free throws in the end, right? So do you think, Diego, that the officials were trying to get us a close game, eh? Trying to get Boston over the hump, eh? You got your tinfoil hat on? I'm going to go look at it. Yeah, Heat 12 of 14 at the line. That's great. Great percentage. 23 for 30 at the line from the Celtics. That's a lot more. 16 more, if my math is correct. I guess people are agreeing it was pretty one-sided. I don't know. I oddly didn't really notice. Maybe it's because the Heat go on to win the game. It's not as big a deal. And like I said, I thought the Heat were allowed to play pretty physical. I think there was times on some of these steals that another officiating crew is calling these fouls. They're like, no, you're reaching across, you're bumping in, that's a foul. But they didn't, and I like that. I mean, I prefer that type of play. I like the defense to have some leeway, some physical contact. I'm not saying you can, hit the guy across the arm, but a little physicality, sure. You know how I feel about that with rebounds. I didn't really notice as much as maybe some of the people are, but in the end, he got it done anyway, regardless of the free throw disparity there. It was really the turnovers, let's be honest. Turnovers just destroyed the Celtics. 109-103 was your final score. I don't even know if I said that. Joseph Hightower. Tatum played terribly, he says in the stream team. Yeah. He definitely did. Tatum, fascinating. A fascinating player. In the sense that he'll... Would you be shocked if he goes for 45 in game four? No, you wouldn't, because he's done that. But he'll have these massive monster games, and then he has these duds. Just these brutal disappearing acts and sloppy play, of course, and just no impact on the game. It's like, I was thinking about this before I jumped on. It's strange. I don't know how to say this. It's almost like, would you prefer, like, your superstar to have games where he goes for 40 or 50, but then has games, of course, where he goes for 10? Or would you have your superstar never go for 40 or 50, but is always consistently giving you, you know, 25 to 30, let's say, or whatever number you want to pick? And, like, look, it's silly that I'm saying that, because that's basically what he averages. But, yeah, it is odd here in playoff games. Yeah, I guess people were saying, like, what Steph does, I think, you know, what Giannis sort of does. Glenn says, yeah, give me the consistency. Sure, I mean, it's a luxury again if you can say, well, we know that guy's giving us 30. Oh, his jumper's not falling? That's all right. He'll get to the line. He'll make it up that way, you know. I won't be shocked at all if Tatum has a monster game here in game four. He has the Celtics have bounced back after almost every loss in this postseason. So very excited for, what is that one, Monday night? Is that where we're at with that one? Alex, got to show some love to Alex here in the stream team. Just dropping $1.99 to say Boston fans woke up feeling like capybaras. What is that? Is that an animal? Is that just a slang for poop that I don't know? Help me out, Alex. But thank you. You don't have to do that. Jimmy Butler, I think, is going to play here in game four. That's what Spo is saying. He has the right knee inflammation, so he doesn't play in the second half. And Spo is saying he doesn't need another MRI. He's had this knee injury, right? And while his... I don't know. I guess his status right now is... if for game four is unclear. I mean, my gut says he'll play. I mean, Lowry played in this one. Tucker played in this one. I think they literally, that Heat staff has to, like, you know, put these guys in a straitjacket and, like, lock them in the back locker room to, like, prevent most of these guys wanting to play. I mean, on both these teams. At this point, this conference finals, I mean, you got a chance to win the title here. Like, there is an opening. People are saying... what was it? Capybaras? I don't even know if I'm saying it right. Capybaras? That it's similar to my shirt? I'm wearing the Otter shirt here. Okay. That's why it looks familiar to me. But I don't get it at all. I don't even know what the animal is. We'll see. We'll see who plays. Quick thoughts tonight. Game, where are we at? 3. We're in Dallas. Western Conference Finals. What does everybody think tonight? Who takes it? Does Dallas give us a series here? Or are we looking at a gentleman's sweep? This is my fear. My fear. I don't think the Warriors have played all that great, despite being up 2-0. So I guess if I'm a betting man, put me down for a Warriors win. And then Dallas wins game 4 and this ends in 5. I'm going to go with that. Alex, you really... Trust me, you don't need to do this, but we'll put it up because you did. Another $1.99. I don't know why $1.99 makes me laugh. Spolstra versus Udoka. Ime, who's winning so far? Well, Spo is because they're up 2-1, but... I don't think either of coaches have been, like, outclassed by any means in this series here. We'll see what the counter is from Udoka to try and get his guys going. And back to what happened in game 2. Really, Udoka just keeps going in the games they've lost. Like, we're just not matching their physicality. It, like, they for whatever reason, didn't really do that in game 2, the Heat. And in games one and three, there was that intensity that we know from Miami Heat. And for whatever reason, Boston, for a good chunk of the game at least, wasn't matching it. And, you know, that's going to come down to X's and O's for sure. Like, how does he unlock some of these guys and get Tatum going? But, I mean, Tatum, he's a superstar. Tatum is a superstar, so he's going to figure it out. But Tucker is an incredibly talented defensive player. How many votes did Tucker get for all defense team to make the all defensive team? I mean, I didn't do a deep dive on that. He's just so good. He's so good. You know, despite being a little older, and I should point out, as I now look at the box score here, 17 points from Tucker. He hit three threes. You know, PJ Tucker is open in the corner. We always say it. Seven boards, three steals, one block. What a game. What a monster game. Yes, Al, or A space L, says Herb Jones was robbed for the all-defensive team. I talked about that on yesterday's Weekend Shift, if you want to go hear my thoughts on that. And thanks to everybody that that joined me live or watched the video or listened to the podcast Saturday show. But let's stop there is what I'm trying to say. There's too many sports on today. People are already saying the Spanish GP is a snooze. Didn't it just start? It's like 15 minutes old. Oh boy, that's not good. That's not good. I'm going to go check it out a little bit here. Guys, hit the like button if you haven't already. Subscribe to No Dunks on YouTube if you haven't already. Oh, this is a fun sort of question to sort of start wrapping up here. The Larry Bird Award, right? Conference Finals. Dane wants to know, PJ for Larry Bird. Who's the front runner? We've played three games now in the Heat-Celtics series. Who would it be? Who's the Conference Finals MVP? Wow. That's a tough one. Because it's not Jimmy now, right? I know he had the monster game one, but only playing 20 in this. It's definitely not Lowry. Could you make a Tucker case? If you're picking anyone from the Heat, I guess you're either still going Butler. Struess has been consistent. I don't have like his series stats, you know, in front of me here. I could look that up. Now I'm sort of curious. Could it be Conference Finals MVP, the Larry Bird, going to the Celtics training staff, getting everybody back out there? You think those guys just had to take dumps? What's everybody's thought on that? Just got to take a dump, fake an injury. You should be able to play like a poo card. Everything just stops. Everybody will get the beer. This guy's got to take a poo. No, I mean, the one with Smart, I can't believe... Well, I mean, Smart, but I can't believe you returned, but my God, that thing bent. Okay, I'm trying to find it here. I use Basketball Reference every day, and sometimes when I go to it, it's like it's the first time I'm ever using it. I'm like, huh? Where do I go here? Okay. I got the series stats. Let's just share this right now as we wrap up our Sunday Weekend Shift. So, okay. It's still going to Jimmy. What am I kidding here? He's averaging 26 in the series, 6 boards, 3 assists, 2 steals and a block. And he's, you know, shooting 58%. Obviously not a lot from 3. He's only taken 5, hit 1. And then he's great at the line. Okay, so Jimmy's still getting it. As for the Celtics, it would be Jaylen Brown if they were up 2-1 in this case. And that's not just because he had the 40, but he's averaging... Jaylen Brown's averaging 30-9 in this series. So we'll give it to Jimmy. Though Max Strus, the reason... Okay, I thought Max was averaging a little bit more in the series. He's averaging 11. So it's not going to Strus. But that was fun. As for the West, people want to know? Well, it's Looney. It's got to be. Just give it to Looney, man. What this guy. It's unbelievable. This guy's going to get paid. I'll check just their series stats here while we have it in front of us. Come on. I already clicked on you. Do your thing. Okay. In the Western Conference Finals, only 2 games, remember. You got Steph averaging 26.5 and 10 and 5. Yeah, he'll probably get it instead. But Jordan Poole, 21. Wiggins, 17.5. And then Looney, 15.5, 8.5, 3. And he's got a block, too. So, there you go. I guess right now, Magic going to Curry. And Larry going to Jimmy. Tell me if you agree or disagree. Guys, always a blast seeing you here on a weekend morning. I actually want to just keep podcasting because I'm procrastinating because I got to go do a very long run. Final super long run of marathon training, though. And it's stinking hot here in Atlanta, and I probably should have done it way earlier, but I had a little too much fun at that rooftop party last night. Yeah, I don't want to leave you guys. I don't want to go run 20 miles right now. No, thank you. Are you serious? Magic tweeted about Looney having a great series. Is this true? This is amazing if it is. I got to go check now. But we'll be back tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern, live from the Classic Factory. All the boys, all the weird guys, Tass, Trey, Lee, JD, and myself. Trey and Graydon should have an F1 podcast, the No Breaks podcast, earlier in the week. They usually do that on Tuesday. So in the YouTube comments here, there's always a link to our Survivor podcast and the F1 podcast, No Breaks. So click that, subscribe to that. Graydon and Trey do a great job of breaking down the races. And it's all, it's basically like No Dunks for F1 fans, too. It's a lot of silliness, and it's fantastic. So go check that out, subscribe to that. And yeah, we'll call it there. Thanks again, guys. Enjoy the game tonight. Game 3, Western Conference Finals in Dallas. And we'll see you on Monday morning live at 10 a.m. Eastern. Till then, embrace your Sunday, people.